Welcome back to the Hallmarkies podcast. Today we are talking Heartland once again. We are talking Heartland Heartland season 3, episodes 7, 8, and 9. I am your host, Amy, and I am here with the lovely Michelle.
Hi, everyone.
All right. So let's jump right into this. Start with episode 7. These are some intense episodes, these three we're talking about. So episode 7 is the starting gate. So we start out with Ty's new job on the racetrack. And as this is his third job he currently has. he is really saving up that money for vet school.
I thought he was like full-time at Heartland, but apparently not.
Yeah, because Caleb's also part-time at Heartland. Caleb's so back.
So
his third job at the racetrack. First thing that happens first day is he gets a little bit of an initiation from some of the jockeys at the racetrack, and they use like a hand buzz, like a jokey hand buzzer thing. Has that ever happened to you, Michelle? Like, I've never seen one of those in real life. Like,
I see them on TV all the time, but I've never seen one in real life.
Yeah, me either. Okay, so I'm not alone then. So we're getting into the world of horse racing in this episode. I know absolutely nothing about horse racing. Michelle, do you know anything about horse racing?
I know nothing about horse racing. And I don't really agree with horse racing. I don't like watching it. But I do have like family members that kind of bet on kind of the yearly big race here. And it's so confusing when they talk about putting on bets and like all the numbers and the odds, and I'm like, it just sounds like a different language to me. And I suppose it's mainly that I just have no interest in it.
It doesn't make a lot of sense to me. My only knowledge of horse racing is from Heartland, and I agree too. I don't really agree with it also. All right, so we learn about Lisa's new racehorse, Lightning Dexter, and he's not going through the start gate. He's kind of rearing up, and they're not certifying him for the races because he's rearing at the start gate. I think that's what's happening. And so Lisa's trying to get Amy to help her with Lightning Dexter, see what his problem is at the start gate. And Amy's just too busy. Lou has a schedule. And so Lisa decides to sell him as a pleasure horse, which we know is a problem later on. So after the racetrack, we meet Ty's mom for the first time. We'd previously met Ty's dad, and that didn't go very well. Everyone seems to be a little bit apprehensive about Lily showing up at the house. Even Ty, the look on his face when he sees Lily at the door, he's a little like shocked, taken aback, and he doesn't seem to be the happiest about it either. What did you think of Lily returning, Michelle?
I liked that she was returning because it gives Ty more of his backstory and we kind of learn a little bit more of his relationship with his mom, obviously, but yeah, I just felt so bad for him in these episodes. He's just not in a good place in these episodes. But I like that we get Megan Fellows. I've seen her in a bunch of stuff. And I think it just makes you kind of connect a little bit more that she's a familiar face.
Yeah, so Megan Fellows, if I'm correct, she was in Anne of Green Gables, right?
Okay, confession. I've never seen anything to do with Anne of Green Gables. Nothing.
Okay, neither have I. So
I recognize her from what was it? Is it Wynonna Earp?
Okay, yeah. I've never seen that either.
Yeah, Wynonna Earp. I know she was in Rain, which is a show that I watch. A CW show. But she just feels like she's been on like an episode of everything by the looks of it.
Yeah, because when I first watched Heartland, like, I've never seen any of those other, like, big shows that she's been in. The only thing I recognize her from is she was in an episode of Murdoch Mysteries. Other than that, I really didn't recognize her at all from anything else.
It feels like this episode, you just have, like, you have Megan and you have Brendan Fletcher who's playing, like, the... And then you have Ian Tracy. It feels like it's just guest stars are, like, crazy in this episode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I mean, well, this is, you know, Hallmark tie-in. Megan follows. She has directed quite a bit of stuff from Hallmark. I know she did some episodes of, like, When Hope Calls. Yeah, Heartland. Oh, she directed some episodes of Heartland. I didn't know that.
Oh, that's cool. Murdoch
Mysteries. Yeah. So she's also directing, does stuff on Hallmark too. So yeah.
That's pretty cool. Yes, but Lily is back. She tells Ty that she's gotten professional help. She's got a new job. She's been staying with one of her friends. But Wade keeps calling her. So throughout these episodes, there's so many, like, kind of little lies from Wade and Lily that it's a little bit hard to keep track of
what
exactly they're saying is true from their stories.
Yeah.
It's a little bit difficult. So it kind of goes back and forth quite a bit. And Amy has a little bit of sass with Lily, with the horse. She's like, because what is it? Lily says something like, oh, does he bite? And Amy's like, not unless provoked. And I'm like, Amy.
Yeah, she's a bit much in this episode.
She's not normally like that. I'm like, well, okay, so
even just hearing things from, like, Ty's perspective, and she's going off of that, like, she knows that the stepdad didn't just, like, assault Ty, he assaulted her.
So
I don't know if maybe she's heard stories about the mum from Ty. That's kind of, you
know, changed her. I wonder as well if Amy's also thinking a little bit about her relationship with her dad, because her dad did leave. I wonder if she's also putting maybe some of those, I mean, I know her dad's been back in our life now at this point for 3 years, but maybe some of those feelings as well being tied into it as well. So in between all of this lovely horse racing, we have the Women's Union Jamboree. We're talking about jam again. and Lou decides to enter Mrs. Bell's jam recipe in this jam competition. But the other ladies in the women's union are not happy about it. They try to use the bylaws on her. So Lou has to enter with Miss Bell as a partner with their jam. And I think one of the funniest moments is when Mallory and Jack are sitting at the kitchen table and they're eating Lou's jam that she made. And they're like, it's good, but it's not right.
I just thought that was really funny.
I love Lou in this episode.
I've
always liked Lou, but I feel like in these, like, this episode and the next episode, I've really come around on Lou. I feel like because our relationship with Amy and Tim in particular wasn't so great in the early seasons, like, it was kind of a bit uncomfortable, but I feel like maybe the writing's just got a bit more kind of comfortable, and Michelle Morgan's gotten a bit more comfortable, that whenever Lou gets kind of competitive now, she plays it with, like, this bit of humor. So it's kind of self-aware, and you can kind of make fun of it, and the people around her can make fun of her. But yeah, she's really great in these episodes. Competitive Lou, it's one of my favorite things now.
Yeah, and it's more of this, like, family attitude now too, like, because, like you said, before they all hadn't been in the same space at the same time for a while, and so they were trying to find their bearings, but now they're back in their bearings of, like, being a family around each other all the time, and so it gives a lot more options to the different characters because they're used to being together now. That's not, like, a part of the story really anymore. All right, so back at the racetrack, Tim buys Lightning Dexter, and he basically guilts Amy into helping him.
Was kind of the worst horse episode.
Yeah, like, I feel so bad for Amy. Like, Amy's busy. She already said no to Lisa, and now he's like, well, you know, I've been having problems with money. Like, guilt tripping her into it.
Yeah.
I feel so bad. And
Amy felt really bad.
And Amy feels kind of more compelled to do it because, like, it's her dad, but still, it's like, Tim, geez, really? Why?
Like, exactly what he was doing as well. And it's just not great in terms of Lisa, who's kind of new to the family and kind of still trying to find her place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. It makes Lisa upset, like rightly so, because of everything. And yeah, but then when Amy is trying to start training the horse, see what's going on, her phone is in her pocket and the buzz scares the horse. He rears up and she's like, what's that all about? Is this horse afraid of buzzing? Like, what is going on? So that's interesting. But I did think when she goes to talk to the jockey, the previous jockey, about, oh, when your phone buzzes, does the horse rear up or anything like that? And he says, well, I don't have my phone on me when I'm which, even though he was trying to get around the point, I still think that was a good point. Like, I feel like I don't know much about horse racing, but I'm assuming jockeys don't have their phones on them.
Yeah, you'd expect, like, I know Amy doesn't like the term, but like horse whisperers, I doubt they would have their phone on them either.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I don't know. I've ridden a horse like once, and at the time I didn't have a cell phone yet. So I don't know if people, is that a common thing? Do people have their phones in their back pockets when they're riding horses? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I see a lot of horse stuff on TikTok, so maybe they do.
So after that, Ty gets home from work and Lily kind of freaks out at him a little bit, which I think is a little bit understandable because she doesn't understand what's going on with Ty. She doesn't let Ty explain, but she kind of freaks out at Ty. She's like, why are you at the racetrack? This is how it started with your dad. This is how it started with your stepdad. You shouldn't be there. I don't want you going anywhere near it. Because Wade has a gambling addiction. And you know, Ty, I think rightfully so, kind of gets mad at her, like, you haven't been in my life for this long, you don't get to tell me what to do, and also I'm not at the racetrack gambling, I'm at the racetrack, he's mucking out stalls. So what did you think of that confrontation?
Yeah, it's difficult when both parties have a point and are kind of right. And you do kind of see that maybe she does have like a little bit of PTSD in terms of, you know, experiencing Ty at the racetrack and just kind of jumping. And also we kind of see her kind of being in awe of Heartland. So she doesn't really know much about his world and what he does on a day-to-day basis. So for her just to kind of see racetracks and just think of betting, you know, that's kind of understandable. But Ty is also very defensive of his life, and I'm sure he just doesn't want anything outside kind of affecting this life that he's built for himself.
The one thing I don't really understand with Lily's argument though is Ty works at the racetrack in the very early morning, like he leaves like when the sun rises type of thing. Do they race horses at like 8 a.m.?
I would hope not.
Like, I thought this was more of like an afternoon activity, not a morning activity. So I was a little confused about that one, but I mean, I don't know. Again, don't know much about horse racing. So
busy kind of racetrack anyway. So maybe.
Yeah. So after this, we see that Amy's upset with Lily and her not being there for Ty. And she kind of gets a little snippy at Ty when they're in the barn. And, you know, Ty kind of asks her, okay, what's really going on? What's the problem? And, you know, Amy's just really mad at herself about the horse thing with Lisa. And I really like this scene because I think it just kind of shows a little bit more of Ty and Amy's relationship.
Yeah.
And like the way he gets it out of her, what the actual problem is. He like is able to tell like, okay, this isn't actually what's going on. Let's talk about it. Yeah.
They've gotten a lot better at talking to each other.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Which is good to see.
Yeah. So after this, Lily goes over to Jack and talks about how she was afraid of Ty being around Wade. She was worried that Wade would hurt Ty. And what do you think of Lily going to Jack? I mean, they've only known each other for a few days. What do you think of that?
Like that, but I think she sees how much Jack values Ty, and maybe that kind of isn't, I don't know, it seemed a bit kind of strange.
Hi everybody, I'm Katie Segal,
and I'm Kurt Sutter,
and welcome to our new podcast, called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
But that that's kind of the thing with Heartland is you'll all get just people unloading on each other emotionally that they've known each other for like a couple of days.
Yeah, it's the close proximity on the farm. That's what I'm gonna go with. That's why everyone is so willing to tell each other their problems after not knowing each other that well.
Yeah, and it's a good episode when you get Jack giving advice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. And maybe she sees him as like the. Like he's, you know, the head of the family type of thing and like he'll know what to do, maybe. I don't know. Maybe that's a little bit, but still. Yeah. So also during this episode, we have Mallory and her investment opportunities.
Listen, she wants to retire at 30. And I
like, is that even, I mean, she's what, like 15 at this point? I thought that was really funny. And she keeps calling this poor banker guy back like about investments and the stock has gone down.
It's a small town bank, but I doubt he's just like on beck and call to answer Mallory's questions. It's really hard to get the bank on the phone.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, why? I mean, and she can't have had like so much money to put in the bank that he was like wanted to be on her beck and call, because it's not like she has. I mean, she's been working at the barn. That's So, but yeah.
Well, she does have, I think Lube is going to pay her back money as well. So
that's true. Yeah. Very funny. So then we get more about the Ty and Amy are talking and tells her about the hand buzzer that he was tricked with at the beginning. And Amy's like, oh, that is why. Oh, he was buzzing the horse. That's why he's scared of the hand buzzer. Because the jockey did that little trick at the beginning with Ty. So then Amy and Ty go to talk to Lisa about it at the trailer. And for some reason they just, I don't know what it is with Ty and Amy, but they're like breaking and entering. Let's do that.
Yeah, I was just about to say that's the thing. They're just breaking it. No, they just like let themselves in. Cause I wasn't even sure if it was like Lisa's like personal trailer or if it was just Lisa's the owner, so they're all her trailers. But yeah, they just like, let themselves in.
Yeah, it's like, why, guys, you shouldn't just go in. And obviously, because both of them caught them, they could have waited, what, like 5 minutes, and Lisa would have been at the trailer, so.
Yeah.
It just, yeah, seemed, it was for dramatic effect, I guess. But this whole argument, it pulls Jack into the middle of it all. Which is the difficult part about this. I feel like Lou and Amy are always dragging Jack into their problems with Lisa.
Yeah. For Jack.
Yeah. Jack's always in the middle.
Yeah. But I do like that they kind of highlighted how difficult it is for somebody that Lisa to come into this like really tight knit family and kind of try to find her place.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, so after this, then we have a moment where Amy's trying to train Dexter. She ties her cell phone to Dexter and gets Lily to text her and see about trying to desensitize him to the buzzing sound. And Lily sends a text to her. What did you think of that moment?
Yeah, like that, because it kind of ends the kind of hostility that was between them. I think even Amy can't stay mad at her after that.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
You know, to be a bit more open and, you know, not be so rude.
Yeah. So then while Mallory's on the phone with the bank, at one point Wade tries calling the house. So she tries to run, she tries to leave. She admits to Ty there is no new job. She's just been trying to escape Wade, but he found her. And so, you know, Ty's a little bit upset by this, but yeah, she's trying to leave, and that gets resolved a little bit more in the next episode. But, yeah. So at this point, because we don't know what's happening in the next episode, did you think maybe at this point, how do you think maybe Wade had found her?
Yeah, I wasn't sure if just constantly in contact with him, mm-hmm. or if there was maybe something underhanded going on with Lily. Mm-hmm. But I think, you know, by the end, I was really kind of on her side, and you kind of saw the fear.
Yeah, definitely.
And so I knew that, you know, Lily was, you know, trying desperately to get away from him at that point. That there was no kind of her kind of in contact with Wade. Because, you know, with Ty's dad, you just don't know if it was a ploy to get money or, you know, you and it's, you know, that kind of, this kind of show, it's goes for dramatic effect. So you just don't know what way it's going to go.
Yeah. And definitely this also makes me think of, you know, how he was with, in previous episode, what we talked about last week, how he was with the baby horse with the foal, how he was like very protective. And yeah, you know, Amy thought he was almost overbearing with the foal. But at the same time, when you see this, like we've seen how Ty's dad was, now his mom, his stepdad and everything. And we kind of see like, you know, he went through a lot growing up. And so that's what he has more this like protective instinct to not put some, well, I mean, in that case, it was a foal, but put that person, that child in the same situation that he was in.
Yeah.
So we get to see a little bit more of that why behind that.
Yeah, it's one of Ty's best qualities, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So back at the jamboree, Lou is using the bylaws against the ladies so that she can distribute pamphlets at the jamboree. I think that was so funny.
So funny. The other one said like swag bags and things.
Yeah, exactly. So Lou kind of realizes all the judges are friends of the two main ladies. So like there was no way they were going to win. they rigged it. but one of the judges was a representative from the local supermarket in Hudson and asks for her local product to be at the market. So it did, even though she didn't win the jamboree, they still got, you know, a jam contract out of it.
Yeah, Lou loves a project as well. She's very ambitious. And she's just always looking for a new business or a new kind of venture. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I like this one that they're doing like home produce.
Yeah, how many jobs or businesses does Lou have at this point?
I think this is her like third or something. She's on par with Ty.
Yeah. So after this, we then find out that Lisa looks in the jockey's locker at Fairfield and finds the hand buzzers. So she apologizes to Amy and says, like, tells her she understands, like, this, she should have believed her, she should have looked into it more type of thing. And then we get to see Amy to be a jockey, you know. Amy's a very versatile horsewoman. Yeah, she does everything. Like she jumps, she races horses apparently. Like, yeah. So that was fun because it was kind of a different, we haven't seen horse racing really in the series much yet, so it was a different style to see doing. Yeah, and then we have the dramatic ending where Wade is at Heartland. Dun dun dun. When you saw that, what did you first think was going to happen? Because it just ends and Wade's just there in the driveway. Did you have like a thought of what might happen?
I thought it was a strange ending because I'm not kind of used to Heartland doing the kind of cliffhanger. Mm-hmm. But yeah, super dramatic. I didn't actually think it was going to end like that because it does seem a bit strange to have all that build up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Ty giving the money, him kind of being, you know, understanding and really being on her side, and mm-hmm. then we just shown up and it kind of derails everything. And yeah.
Episode on IMDb has a 9-star rating. Rachel was right. All of these episodes, just looking at the IMDb, like every single one of them have like a 9, around a 9-star rating. What would you rate this episode, Michelle?
Just going off of like what we've got coming up, I'm going to say an 8.
An 8. Yeah, I'm going to go with an 8 as well. It's a good episode. We get a lot more backstory from Ty. So
yeah.
Really like that. All right. So let's move on now to episode 8, The Fix. So we open up where it leaves off. You know, we have that big cliffhanger. And Wade is at Heartland and he's trying to tell Ty. He's like, oh, it's all ancient history. Like, no, it's not. Everything that went on. And we find out that actually Lily had mentioned at some point that Ty was working at Heartland. And Ty's like, why would you do that? They have a website, like they're a business. they have a phone number online, everything. So it was easy and obvious how Wade had ended up finding them. So what did you think about this whole little confrontation scene and everything?
Yeah. Kind of on Ty's side here. Lily didn't do a great job of hiding her tracks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She really didn't. So then Ty decides he's going to leave. He's going to take his mom somewhere safe. And we get a good Jack moment. Jack is like convincing him it's safer at Heartland when they're all together. And then, you know, he can be there too. Wade keeps calling a few times, but I like Jack's quote here. And he says to Ty, you're the next closest thing to family. And when family is in trouble, we stick together. So that's, you know, words of wisdom this week. And and also, you know, kind of more that, you know, Ty is like a son to Jack.
Yeah. And it's like Ty's family is Jack's family at this point now, mm-hmm. which is really nice.
Yeah. So I'm glad we see that. And, you know, we kind of get, Ty gets more confirmation from Jack. Like, you are important. You are part of this family. Yeah. So also during this episode, we then see that Ty's leaving in the morning to go work at the track, and all of a sudden there's a ton of honking from outside, and Ty's actually surprised that Jack locks the gate. So apparently Jack doesn't normally lock the gate to the ranch at night, and apparently he actually did it to keep Ty from leaving, which I thought was pretty funny. So we see Amy's new client, which is a roping horse of this guy named Cody, and Cody's dad says, oh, you look pretty young to be a horse whisperer. And she's all like, I'm not a horse whisperer. That is like one of my favorite continuing things throughout the series, is now she's just always called Miracle Girl or horse whisperer, and she just like at some point gives up correcting people.
Just have like a counter every time she says I'm not a horse whisperer or I'm not a medical girl or
And then Cody kind of whispers to Amy after this, because the dad is all like, oh, you know, we have a rodeo this weekend. You need to fix him fast. And Cody's all like, yeah, take your time. So we know there's something going on there. So what did you think of this at first when you first saw Cody and his dad and that whole interaction?
Yeah, I wasn't expecting Calum to be such a, like, a nice guy. I was kind of, you know, again, with the like dramatic effect, I was kind of not expecting the worst, and kind of got like a really sweet story in the end.
Yeah, definitely. So while this is going on, we're back at the racetrack again, and Lisa has a new racehorse, Alberta Comet, and she's trying to psych him out. She's like, you know, you're winning, it's not a sure thing, this is just a practice run, you never know, which I think is pretty funny. But then she talks to Jack later, and it's like, yeah, no, he's actually doing really well. I'm worried, which I thought was funny.
Yeah. Tim's so smug in this episode.
He's been, the past few episodes, it's just been smug. Yeah. So also in the kitchen, we found out that Lou wants to expand her jam business. And so they start to clean out the Quonset hut, I think Jack calls it. And we find some interesting things, you know, cleaning out this
I'm guessing it's kind of supposed to be like a garage, right?
Yeah, they say it's his shop, but we've never seen it before.
So yeah.
He's not using it on like a daily basis.
Yeah. So. It's like those other, most shows where all of a sudden, like, they need a new bedroom or whatever, and you're like, oh, yeah, that attic, totally, you can walk up there, and we've never used it before, or whatever.
It's like a huge amount of space to not use.
Yeah, exactly. We've kind of find out, Jack likes to keep everything, so, they find a world's greatest lover mug, they find some old of Amy's art projects, and they find this piano.
Yeah.
So we find out that Caleb has been doing better on the circuit because Cody has been off, and that Cody's older brother had also just recently gone through an accident that was pretty bad. So she has Caleb test out the horse since he does this, he ropes, and he's does fine on the horse. And so they're kind of curious, why is Cody doing poorly? So Amy goes into the barn, tries to have a discussion with Cody about it. And she notices that Cody had been like pulling up on his reins and wasn't really trying, I guess she was trying to say. So what did you think of that whole thing with Caleb and the confrontation and all that?
I like kind of Amy working with Caleb. They're a really good team. Kind of harkens back to when they were training together previously. They work really well together, so yeah, I love seeing that, but it does seem to be like in this episode and kind of a bit of spoiler, the upcoming one, Amy just working with these horses that don't actually have any issues. Mm-hmm. Like the owners are the issues.
Yeah, exactly. So Amy catches Cody playing the piano, and we kind of find out that Cody's real passion is music and not horses. And that's the reason why, it's not his horse's problem. Like you said, it's a people problem.
It seems to be a thing as well. Like, we saw this with Tim as well. Like, the parents seem to be, especially in this world, I don't know if it's, a real thing or a Heartland thing, of the parents putting a lot of their dreams of, horses and their ambitions with horses onto their kids. We see it with Val as well.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me, especially with Val too, of like pageant mom type of thing. So after this, we find out that we get this little scene where Wade is like watching Ty with binoculars at the track, which is super cute. Yeah. So Tim decides to pay Ty to watch Lightning Dexter through the night, make sure there's no like tampering or anything like that. But Amy sees Wade and Lily in town together, so she goes to tell Ty, which left Amy to watch Lightning Dexter for a little bit, which kind of causes a little bit of trouble. So we find out through this conversation, Lily and Wade in the bar together, Wade is, telling all his lies to her and saying like, oh yeah, I've quit drinking, I've quit gambling, I'm a better person, I only drink coffee in bars now. So what did you think of this? When Wade was saying these things, were you optimistic that maybe he had changed, or did you just think right away, like, no, he's lying?
Yeah, these episodes are really difficult. Like, if anybody, in real life or on TV, if you've ever kind of been witness to a toxic relationship, this is it. Like, the vicious cycle, and you just see her being sucked in again, and you know it's lies, and on some level she knows it's lies, mm-hmm. but she doesn't want kind of her relationship to have been, violent or toxic in any way that she can kind of get around it being that and it being okay again. She's going to take, even if it's lies. But yeah, I really commend the writers for going this route, because it is kind of like this really sweet show, but to explore a toxic relationship is kind of commendable.
Yeah. And this past couple, the episodes we talked about last week as well, like, we've gotten some like more serious topics being explored in the series, definitely. So Ty kind of gives Lily an ultimatum, like, it's Wade or him. I don't want to be in this situation again, type of thing. So what did you think of that whole scene?
Yeah, I like this. At some point, as difficult as it is, you do have to kind of choose yourself. And I feel like Ty has kind of We've seen him go back and forth in the earlier seasons of, you know, with his dad, you know, really, you know, changing his life and getting things back on track, and, you know, his dad turning up and kind of Ty letting his dad, you know, take all away from him, and Ty kind of taking on the responsibility of his dad and kind of giving up on all the progress he'd made. But now with university, his relationship with Amy, you know, his relationship with the whole family, really, he's really choosing himself and this new life. And if that means him losing his mum, you know, as heartbreaking as it is, he's choosing himself in this situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. So when we get back to the racetrack the next morning, Ty sees that Lightning is, you know, drinking a ton of water. He didn't win the race then. So we find out that someone had put salt in his hay, and we find out from Amy that this is a way to get them, like, waterlogged to drink too much water so that they don't race well. And we find out this whole reason for this is that was the reason Wade was watching Ty, because he wanted to make it a sure thing for him, betting on the other horses, knowing that Lightning Dexter wouldn't win. So he's basically spying on their practice runs and stuff. So what did you think about this whole thing with the hay and everything?
Oh, Tim is so annoying. Like, as if, like, Ty doesn't have enough. He's got three jobs. He's got all this family drama going on. He's staying up all night to do Tim a favor. And, like, it's all his fault. Oh, Tim is so frustrating in these episodes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Tim blaming. And then when he was all like, so am I talking to you or am I talking to my daughter type of thing? And I'm like, okay, you don't need to say it like that. Like,
yeah, it gets so aggro.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. So then later on, or so after this, we find this out. Wade actually breaks into Heartland. He goes through the gate with, like, a tire iron. And he tries to provoke Ty. And he's like, show your whole family who you really are. And, like, all these, like, trying to provoke him and trying to get Ty to, you know, punch him out or something, I guess. And, you know, everyone, it's kind of like one of those scenes you see in, like, I feel like a Western movie where all of a sudden, like, everyone comes out and is watching.
Yeah. Great like, theater sport.
Yeah. So, like, everyone is just standing there and we have, you know, Jack kind of steps in, kind of, like, plays the, you know, this is my ranch, get off my property type of role. Which, I mean, Jack is good at doing. So, yeah, Wade's trespassing and Lily decides she's not gonna go with him. And they have a really good conversation as well, saying, like, she doesn't want to do this anymore. So what did you think of that whole thing of Lily with Wade's final?
Yeah, like this. It feels like maybe Ty's growth really kind of affects Lily. And she's kind of seen how much Ty's grown and changed, and that she can kind of do the same. You know, she can be on her own.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she can build a new life for herself.
Yeah.
And also it shows kind of Ty's growth that he doesn't fight with. And it kind of knocks him to the ground, but he kind of stops.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. So after this, Ty takes Lily to the bus stop, and Lily gives him his money back, saying, you need this for college, you need this for school, I'm going to take care of myself. Yeah, it was a really sweet, sweet mother-son moment at the bus stop when she's leaving. And then the episode also ends off with Lou and Jack are back in the Kwanzaa hut, and, you know, Lou just tells Jack, just give him the piano. Jack talks to Cody's dad, tells him, like, hey, your son is great at the piano. And so Cody's dad decides we're going to take the piano and he's going to get to play more. And then Lou says, you get half, I get half with the Kwanzaa hut. So she gets to make her jam and he gets all his stuff.
I kind of didn't like that she was kind of tossing all this stuff out. I'm a bit of a hoarder, and I keep stuff throughout the years.
Yeah.
So yeah, for somebody just to go through all my stuff to be like, junk keep, junk keep. Like, Oh my god.
Yeah.
Attached to all of those things.
Yeah, I'm going through that like currently because recently we had a flood in my home and back in July, and so we still haven't moved back into my house yet. Like it's still being fixed, but since this is all going on, we had to pack like our entire downstairs. We lost a lot, so we had to pack things really quickly, and so things are all over. Like I have like dishes in my bedroom at our house and stuff. Like there's things in places there shouldn't be. And so now it's trying to like slowly put the house back together. It's like, why did we keep these things? Like, why do we have this? Like, we're finding things in random places. And like, all of a sudden we found all these baby clothes. And I'm like, you know, my brother's 14. It's like, why did we keep all these type of thing? But yeah, it's just, I'm going through that myself. I was finding random little things. And then also the arguments going on with family, like with the mug that Jack found and was like, oh, this is important, and Lou was like, yeah, okay, whatever. But like also having those little arguments right now that it's like my brother finds something and is like, oh, this is important, we have to keep this, and the three of us are like, why? Like it's a box or something.
It's a special box.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, I never understood, okay, before this week, I never understood the importance of the boxes the Pokemon cards come in. I understand now. The boxes are important. We have to keep all the boxes. I'm like, this is taking up a lot of space, but okay, the boxes are important. So on IMDb, yeah, this episode is also a 9-star rating. So what would you give it? What do you think, Michelle?
I'm going to go with a 9.5. It's one of the best episodes, yeah.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. Also, I'm going to give it a 9.5. This is like a very, I like it, and it gives a lot to Ty's backstory, and I really like that. So, yes. All right, moving on to episode 9 of this season, we have Broken Arrow. So this back in 2009, this was the, you know, mid-season finale. So, you know, it's going to be dramatic. Also, I don't know what it is with Heartland this season and having these cliffhangers. But I mean, I guess we got that in season 2, though, as well, with Tim getting shot, didn't we?
Yeah.
So they like their mid-season cliffhangers, you know. So in Broken Arrow, it's Ty's last day spending last day at Heartland before going off to vet school, and he decides to spend it with Scott. So Amy's a little upset. She's like, it's my last day, but apparently they agreed that they weren't going to make a big deal out of it. Yeah, right, okay, sure. Lou is planning this party, trying to make sure, you know, Ty needs to get back by 5, but we're not going to tell Ty, it's a surprise. Yeah, I would be a little, I agree with Amy, I'd be a little like, you're going to spend the entire day with your boss. It's your last day.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm kind of on her side a little bit here too.
Yeah.
But I was surprised to see that she was, you know, upset, but not as upset as I think maybe like season 1 or season 2 Amy would have been.
Yeah, definitely.
There's definitely a lot of growth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So also, while Lou is getting ready for the party, Lou's friend Marnie is back and just had a baby, Jerry Jr. So Lou is babysitting Jerry Jr. And she, when she's talking to Marnie, Marnie was like, you know what? Yeah, same thing. I was also craving anchovies when I found out I was pregnant and all this other stuff. So Lou has a little bit of a pregnancy scare in this episode, which I think is fun. The thing I don't get is Lou's all like about this maternal instinct and kind of acting like she doesn't understand babies and she doesn't know how to test the bottle and stuff. But my whole thing is she's 10 years older than Amy.
Yeah.
So she should remember. I mean, me and my little brother are 10 years apart. So like I did all the baby stuff with it. Like I know I was 10 years old, but like I changed the diapers. I fed him. I knew how to do all that stuff. So I just thought that was a little weird that like Lou doesn't have, I guess maybe she didn't like taking care of or being around Amy as a baby. I don't know.
Yeah, I agree. I didn't really grow up around babies. There's only like 2 years between me and my brother, and I'm the youngest. So even just like by proximity, you understand these things. I feel like maybe the writers have kind of coined on to the fact that Michelle Morgan is just really good at the comedy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And she's really good at kind of playing to that. So
yeah,
maybe they're just giving her more of that stuff. But yeah,
mm-hmm.
it worked in that aspect. But yeah, it just seems, when you think about it, doesn't make sense.
Yeah. So during this time, Mallory's kind of making it worse for Amy. She's like pointing out he's leaving, and she's like, well, I wouldn't be like this if my boyfriend was leaving or whatever. Kind of making Amy have a little doubt, you know, Mallory, why are you doing that? So this day also, Caleb decides he's going to be late for work. He wants to get a raise from Jack because Ty's leaving, so he's going to have to do more work. But instead of that, Jack just fires him. He's like, all right, fine. You don't want to come into work. It's fine. You can leave. Bye.
Yeah.
So what did you think of that, about Jack firing Caleb?
Justified. I mean, Caleb, you know, just kind of takes off whenever, I mean, I know he's on this kind of circuit, but he does just kind of take off whenever he kind of has to.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like Jack really does need to put his foot down if he is going to be like the main guy on the ranch going forward.
Yeah, definitely. So then Jack decides to bring in a horse for Amy to work with to kind of take her mind off the last day. And of course, he picks a Briar Ridge horse. He picks Val and Ashley's horse, Apollo. I think it was really mean. Val said that Apollo was jumping like a camel.
And then she's also got her opinions on, you know, Amy and Ty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and she's
she calls it the turkey dump or something. She calls it.
Turkey dump, yeah, which I think that was the name of a Thanksgiving movie last year that they talked about. And so it's kind of like this whole idea that when you go away to college, you try to stay together for that first, like, couple months, and then at Thanksgiving you break up because you realize in college, like, you're separate or whatever. So, yeah, Val's giving Amy all this doubt, and so she decides she's going to leave Val. She's like, I'm done with this. I'm done with Apollo, and go to see Ty off in his flight. So Ty and Scott get a call from this lady named Jane, who's a artist in Golden, British Columbia. And so Scott says, you know, I got to see a woman about a horse. And so they decide to fly up there to help her out with this stallion who had been shot with an arrow in his neck for someone that was trying to, I think the person was trying to hunt deer, right?
Bull hunting.
Yeah.
Really horrible.
Yeah, and you know, they don't really care, or they're not really, the wild horses doesn't really matter to them. So they're not thinking about that. So that's where Scott and Ty are off to, but Amy misses the flight on the runway. So I think this funny moment, funny scene, the guy at the airport who's all like, yeah, he's got like a 15-minute head start. If you run, you might be able to catch
him. Poor guy.
Yeah, he's
just landing so flat.
And she's like, really? But yeah. So then when we get back to the house, Lou is still taking care of Jerry Jr. And Peter all of a sudden is like, oh, I have this life plan, you know, this business, this. He like lays out his 20-year plan to her. And Lou's kind of like, well, am I part of that plan? Lou and Mallory go to the drugstore, and Lou keeps getting interrupted. So she's going to walk into the drugstore, and then Caleb stops her and starts being like, Jack fired me, what do I do? And she's like, just go talk to him, grovel, tell him you're sorry. Just, yeah. So then they get back in the car. So what did you think first of that scene, of her advice to Caleb?
Yeah, totally. Advice was solid advice. Like, Caleb's definitely in the wrong here.
Mm-hmm.
But I did think it was hilarious that she's going to do this like secret thing and she takes Mallory. I'm like, that's a surefire way for all of Heartland to find out.
Exactly. So then they drive around the block, and then she goes to walk in, and then Val stops her and is all like, your sister is rude. Oh my goodness. And so then she goes back in the car again, and Mallory's like, okay, what are we doing? I'm sick of driving around town, like around the block, what's going on? And so again, the thing about the friend, Lou's like, oh, it's I need to buy it for a friend. She might be a little bit pregnant. And Mallory's like, you can't be a little bit pregnant. Which I thought was funny. So we find out now that Mallory's parents are trying for another baby. So Mallory's like, yeah, I can go buy it for you. Like, the drugstore guy won't think anything of it. And yeah, so that's pretty funny. What did you think of that whole Mallory, like, oh yeah, my parents are trying for a boy. Mallory's 15.
Yeah, this is so funny. It's so, yeah. So funny. And I didn't expect it to go this way of like Mallory just going, yeah, I'll go get it. Not a problem. Even put it on my account.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. So Caleb begs for his job back. He gets it back, but he gets pay cut. Which is so great. Good job, Jack. So then we find out Amy starts working with Apollo again, and Ashley comes to confront her and be like, why were you rude to my mom? We kind of find out that it's not Apollo again, it's Ashley not wanting to jump anymore, not wanting to jump Apollo. So it's not the horse, it's Ashley.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with the horse. And that seems to be an ongoing theme. So what did you think of that, and that with Ashley and her mom?
Yeah, I like this. Again, we just keep talking about growth, but you know, Ashley recognizes what caused all the issues before, and she's just not going to do that again. Mm-hmm. So she kind of breaks this kind of cycle that her and Val were in.
Mm-hmm.
So she definitely comes off as like the most mature, and it also shows just how much Ashley and Amy's relationship has come as well, that they're in such good terms the entire episodes. You know, there's no kind of sniping. They just seem like really good friends at this point.
Yeah. So then they fix up the horse with the arrow. Ty does a really good job. He's in fact giving advice to Scott for it. And after that, they're heading back. Ty texts Amy, I'm on my way home. And Joy gives him a painting of these two horses for him to bring back to Amy, which he's really, you know, excited. He's like, yeah, I have a present for my girl now. Let's go. Which is pretty good. And then we find out that Amy actually got a custom halter to give to Ty for Harley, with, you know, a custom made with his name. And yeah, pretty sweet gifts for each other. After this, we see Jack and Val. They're sitting on the porch, and Val kind of makes Jack admit, like, you're gonna miss him. So what do you think of the sweet moment between Val and Jack?
Yeah, I love the Jack and Val stuff, especially when they kind of take out all of the kind of, maybe Val was interested in him kind of stuff. You know, they just seem to be kind of friends at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Which is really good. And again, we just see more of like how much Jack values Ty, and how much Ty has just become, you know, like a surrogate son, as we've said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So then we get a scene between Peter and Jack, and they're drinking Jack's favorite beer upon Lou's request. And I kind of like this. Well, I mean, obviously this is like a foreshadowing moment, but Peter says, you know, Lou's told me about all the curveballs you guys have gone through over the past few years. And Jack responds by saying, yeah, we've gone through big enough things to realize that nothing's written in stone. And at the same time, we have this kind of dramatic music going on. Mallory got her computer cable, so they're playing this montage of pictures of Ty. And then it just cuts to their plane crashed in the woods. Goodness.
So I've kind of like binged kind of season 1 and season 2 and like a little bit of season 3. like a year ago, or maybe even like 2 years ago. So kind of from last episode on, this is all brand new to me. Like, I hadn't gone this far. So yeah, I did not expect this. Did not see this coming. Was very upset that I have to wait a few days to kind of watch the next episode. And didn't realise. And actually, I thought I'd kind of watched the episodes. I'd kind of lost track of what I'd kind of watched. And I was like, oh, I'm all prepared. And then I kind of looked at my notes and I was like, wait a minute, I think I've got another episode to watch. And then I watched this one today just before we were recording, and I was like, oh my god, I need to stop because we actually need to record. I want to just keep going. I keep going, I want to know what's going on. I feel like they're going to be okay, but
you never know. And see, this is the thing again, this was the mid-season finale for them, so this was in December and they didn't come back till like January, so it was like a month.
Awful.
Yeah, I could, like, with these shows, it's like, it made me feel like, the first time I watched it, made me feel like the whole Grey's Anatomy plane crash all over again.
Don't even go there. Don't even go there, Amy. I'm having flashbacks.
Okay, I won't. I'm sorry. yeah, so we've got, so have you watched the next episode yet? You haven't?
I like to kind of be as fresh as possible, so I think I might watch it and then rewatch it kind of towards the end of the week, so it's just going to play on my mind if I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, okay, so then what are your predictions? What do you think is going to happen? I mean, we didn't really see Ty and Scott, so what do you think?
I feel like they're going to be okay. One of them is definitely going to be injured because that's kind of like the thing. Let's say Grey's Anatomy, like, traumatized me. So I don't think Lou's pregnant.
Okay.
I'm going to go with no. But yeah, I feel like maybe Ty is going to be okay, but Scott's injured.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Good predictions. I'm not going to tell you either way. We'll have to
we
wait.
We kind of saw like Ty be Scott's assistant a lot in this episode. Mm-hmm. And he's really good at it. So yeah, maybe we'll have to look after Scott.
No, yeah. be Scott's nurse. That would be fun. Okay, so what would you rate this episode? This drama-filled episode.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go with another 9 because even though it was super dramatic, I thought this was like a gorgeous episode as well. Like all of the scenery, so beautiful. And I hope now that we've got kind of Scott kind of doing all these remote kind of visits, we'll get more of that. But yeah, I'm going to go with a 9.
Yeah. So on IMDb, it has a 9.2. So I'm going to go with a 9 as well. I agree, yeah, and we didn't really talk about it, yes, but this episode was beautiful, like the horses, the wild horses, her painting, like,
yeah.
Episode. Yeah, so, okay, all right, so we have a cliffhanger, everyone needs to come back next week if you want to find out what happens. all right, so, Michelle, where can people find you on the internet?
On Twitter, at Michelle R. Benson.
And you can find me on YouTube, Instagram, and Greg. You can find the Hallmarkies podcast across social media at Hallmarkies Pod or at Hallmarkies Podcast. We also have a merch store, which we have some Heartland inspired merch on. So you can go check that out. Link is always in the description. If you want to support us on Patreon, we have some fun Patreon movie watch alongs we do every month. We have an exclusive patron-only Facebook group that you can join and so many other perks over there. So you can go check that link also in the description. Thank you so much for listening. If you're listening on iTunes, leave your ratings and reviews. If you are watching on YouTube, please subscribe. Comment down below what you thought of these episodes and what you think will happen in the future episodes. And we will talk to you all next week for another Heartland recap. Bye, everybody.
Bye.